When we first face the crisis of another's addiction and its impact on our lives, we just want the madness to stop. We don't understand why our loved ones are unable to see what is clear to us. The solution seems so simple. They should just stop using drugs. We are confused, frightened, and angry because they don't seem to care that their drug use is destroying their lives as well as our own. We cannot understand why they won't listen to reason despite the mounting complications and increasingly adverse consequences that arise from their continued use. Our emotions are magnified because we feel responsible for having been unable to prevent their descent into drug abuse. We fear that something we did or failed to do has created or contributed to the problem. Our guilt compounds our pain, and we may respond emotionally, which only hurts our ability to logically address the problem. Evolution of the science of addiction. Historically, addicts were viewed as morally bankrupt outsiders, lacking in character and willpower. It was not until 1956 that the American Medical Association first identified alcoholism as a disease. In 1957, Alcoholics Anonymous published The Doctor's Opinion, which describes alcoholism as an allergy to alcohol. Beginning in the 1990s, research and scientific advances in neurobiology, including brain imaging, have enabled scientists to document the disease process of addiction and establish how drugs impact the central nervous system, or CNS, which comprises the brain and the spinal cord. Brain damage caused by chronic use of drugs can be seen on magnetic resonance imaging, or MRI, positron emission tomography, PET, and functional MRI, or fMRI technology. Scientists have also gained a better understanding of biological responses to psychoactive drugs, those substances that interfere with the normal functioning of the CNS, based on scientific research, including studies of both animals and humans. Research has established that, over time, drug use reroutes the neuropathways of the brain and changes the way the brain responds to stimuli. These scientific advances laid the groundwork for recognition and acceptance of addiction as a chronic, progressive, relapsing disease that can be fatal if untreated. In November of 2016, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services released Facing Addiction in America, the Surgeon General's Report on Alcohol, Drugs, and Health. Among the report's key findings is the conclusion that well-supported scientific evidence shows that addiction to alcohol or drugs is a chronic brain disease that has potential for recurrence and recovery. Paraphrasing the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, 5th edition, or DSM-5, of the American Psychiatric Association, APA, the report goes on to state that the disease of addiction is characterized by clinically significant impairments in health, social function, and voluntary control over substance use. In addition to the Surgeon General of the United States and the APA, many other notable organizations now recognize addiction as a disease. According to the National Institute on Drug Abuse, or NIDA, addiction is defined as a chronic, relapsing brain disease that is characterized by compulsive drug seeking and use, despite harmful consequences. It is considered a brain disease because drugs change the brain. They change its structure and how it works. Similarly, the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism, or NIAAA, references the definition of alcohol use disorder from the DSM-5, describing it as a chronic relapsing brain disease characterized by compulsive alcohol use, loss of control over alcohol intake, and a negative emotional state when not using. Acceptance of the fact that addiction is an illness and not a personality flaw is the first step in understanding another's disease and in taking informed action to cope with its implications.